Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and I just wanted to come on here today and share my special day. Today is my birthday. Happy birthday to me. And I just wanted to come on and encourage everyone with everything that's going on in the world to find a way to be happy, find a way to get some joy out of life. I know there's a lot going on in the world. I really do. And I don't take any of it lightly. And I'm not trying to discard any of it or dismiss it. But as I'm here today, waking up on my birthday, I'm thinking about how lucky and how blessed I truly am. Being around people that I love, being able to make memories with people that I love. You know, a lot of times in life, we get so caught up in small things, things that don't matter. You're filled with anger, or you're not speaking to people, people that you miss, people that you love, but you don't tell people that you love them. You don't tell people how you feel about them. You don't make up with people. You don't say that you're sorry. So my only wish for my birthday today is that people will just tell people that you love them while you can. Tell them that you miss them. You know what I mean? Don't let small things keep you from people that you love and that love you. And of course, again, as I always say, this is not about things that are toxic or abusive. This is just about small things that people let come between friendships and relationships. And also just not living, not waking up and being grateful. You know, it's not about always having everything that you want. It's about having everything that you need. You have to understand that, you know, if you're alive and you are healthy and you can just small things that we take for granted. I'm so grateful today on my birthday and I'm so happy. I mean, I truly am. And I'm grateful. I think that's the most important thing. I'm so grateful. And I just want people to understand that life doesn't have to be so hard. I get that things are going to happen. I get that things may not always be fair. Trust me, I know that. I've been through things. I've lived through things just like everyone else. But I'm here. I woke up today on my birthday and I've spent time this past weekend with people that I love, doing things that I love, laughing, having fun. And today is Monday, so, you know, I got to celebrate that. And I'm going to do more celebrating today. And I'm going to just celebrate the fact that I'm alive and that I'm here. And that, you know, the best is yet to come. And I think my message for anyone, you know, like I said, I just wanted to encourage people to don't let life pass you by. Have fun, laugh, be silly, enjoy life. Don't take everything so seriously. And I get it. As I said, you know, people are always going to come with the yeah, but this and yeah, but that and yeah. And I get all of that. I do. But you guys know how I feel. You know, I'm always going to encourage. I'm always going to be on the side of positivity because I know what's real. And I know that you can get through anything if you have faith and if you believe. It's true. I mean, you really can. I've been through things as well. And some things I didn't think that I'd be able to get through. You know, when you lose a loved one or you just go through something that's extremely difficult. Whether it's a breakup of a relationship or a breakup of a marriage or breakup of whatever it is, you go through things in life and you just really don't know how you're going to keep going. You don't know how you're going to keep pushing, how you're going to make it, but you do. You do. And you come out the other side. And the thing about it is, as I've told you guys in a previous episode, if you want to be a healer and you want to make a difference in the world, you've got to heal. And unless you've been through things, you can't try to explain to other people. But because I have, and I've lived life as well, And I've been through some of the things that other people have been through. That was my purpose. You know, sometimes we don't understand going through things. We don't. We think it's so unfair and we just don't understand why it happened to us. And I get that, and that's valid and it's real. But when you look back over your life and all the things that you have been through, and I'll tell you something else that I learned about myself that I'm really, really proud of, is how strong I am. I'm so incredibly strong. And that's really something to be proud of. Sometimes, you know, for me, I don't like it when people are just like, yeah, but I'm strong, because of the fact that I feel like people feel like they have to be that way all the time. Like, you don't have to be strong. You're allowed to be vulnerable. You're allowed to need things as well, to be shown love and compassion. But in this instance, the reason that I say that is because sometimes when you go through things in life, you don't give yourself enough credit. Today, I'm waking up on my birthday, and it's about giving myself credit. Credit for being who I am. Credit for getting through the things that were meant to destroy me. Credit for getting through the people who tried to bring me down but couldn't. Credit for setting goals and having plans and having dreams and deciding that I want to do something and actually doing it. I started my podcast 2 years ago. And it's still going strong, and it's going to continue to go strong. I wanted to write a book. I wrote a book. I've done a lot of different things that I set my mind to. I've always, always wanted to have a degree in psychology, and now I have two. And maybe I'll work on three. Who knows? The point is that anything you set your mind to, you can do. You can be, do, or have anything that you want. And you just got to believe that you can and that it's possible. So just believe that you can and that you can do it, and then find a way to do it. And so if you do that and you stay positive, things can come true, and you can do whatever it is that you want to do. But you got to believe that you can. And so, I'm sorry, guys, but the most important thing that I'm trying to get across is just that I'm a fighter. I'm strong. I've gotten through a lot of things that probably would have broken some other people down, and they wouldn't have been able to come back from. So I need you to celebrate that as well. You know, don't beat yourself up. I want you to start giving yourself credit for being a fighter, for continuing to show up for yourself. I show up for myself every day because I realize that even if no one else is going to show up for me, I'm going to show up for myself. And believe it or not, there might be times that you do have to show up for yourself, where you just have to show up for yourself. You might be the only one at that time, but that's okay. Because once you start realizing that you're never really alone, you're never really alone. And if you get that, you get that. You're never really alone. As I've told you, there's always a protector. There's always a person looking out for you, rooting for you, helping you, protecting you, guiding you. You just have to be open to that. But you're never alone. But sometimes you might feel alone because there's no one in your physical presence helping you. And you might have to fight some battles alone. It's very true, because sometimes people will leave you when you need them the most. But that's okay. That's okay. Because you know that I completely believe in whoever's meant to be in your life, and whatever's meant to be in your life, it will be there. And if it is not, then it won't be. And you have to learn how to detach. You just have to learn how to detach, because some things just aren't meant to be there. No matter how much we want them, no matter how much we think that they're supposed to be there, they're not. Now, they may be there for a while, for a time, to teach you whatever you're supposed to know. And I'm going to tell you, that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned, too. I've had to learn how to let go. I mean, over the course of my life, and not hold on so tight to things or want things to stay that weren't meant to stay. I mean, we think sometimes that things are meant to stay forever. I've learned how to just take the lesson from whatever it was teaching me and to keep going. Because I promise you, if you can let go, something else and something better is coming. something more. You know what I mean? Just believe that something else is coming. You don't have to say, oh, this is the end of everything because I lost this person, or I lost this relationship, or I lost this job, or I lost whatever it is. Because you guys know, I've told you, you can't really ever lose something if it's yours, if it's meant to be. So if you do lose it, then it needs to go at that time. And maybe things will come back together at a later time. Maybe they won't. Who knows? But at that time, the story's over. Or at least that chapter is over. And that's okay. So maybe there are some people in the world who are sharing my birthday today. If you are, happy birthday to you as well. But if you're not, my wish is just to encourage people to live. Just live. Because honestly, just like that song, you know, people are alive, but it doesn't mean that people are living. You know, you can be alive and just feel dead inside and feel numb. And you get no enjoyment out of life. You get no pleasure in anything. Find joy in life because it's there, but you do have to find it. And sometimes you have to work on it every day. And I get that too. There may be some days where it's going to be a struggle. I'm not going to lie to you and pretend like every day you're going to get up and feel like smiling or being happy. But those are the days that you got to push through to get to the days where you do wake up and you just, it's an amazing day and you feel so good. And more you'll have those days. If you can just get through the rough days, they're going to be there. They are. I wouldn't even try to lie about that. They're going to be there. That's life. That is life. But if you can just find enjoyment in those moments, you know, a lot of times people can be surrounded by their family and their friends and they're not having fun. They're not laughing. They're not taking the time to enjoy those moments, though. You know, really enjoy. I make a conscious effort when I'm with my family or when I'm with my friends or whoever I'm with. I really want to be present in that moment with them. I really try to do that. I want you to feel like I'm there with you, that you're, that's why it's important to me when I'm out with people or I'm around people. I'm not always on my phone. I make a conscious effort. I'm not saying, okay, you know, maybe every now and then you may check your phone or something. But for people who are always out with their family or their friends and you're just constantly on your phone or doing something else or, you know, checking it and talking to other people and all these. And a lot of times people will be out with someone and they're on their phone making plans with someone else. But you're in the middle of plans that you have with someone else. And I think people have gotten so carried away with technology and being on their phone that they don't even realize that. Like you're literally in the moment of the plans that you made with someone else, but you're spending time on the phone talking to someone else, trying to make plans with them for another time. Like you don't see how crazy that is. You don't see how irresponsible that is because you're missing the moment with the person that you're actually with. But people will be on the phone just talking to other people the entire time they're out or around their family or their friends, you know, with other people. Don't do that. Those are the times and moments that I'm encouraging you not to do, because you don't know when those moments won't be there again. You don't know when you won't be able to see that person again or be around that person or talk to that person again. That's all I'm saying. So when you're around people, you need to treat those moments like I wouldn't, like if this, you know, turned out to be the last time I saw this person. You have to live your life like that. Not in a macabre, sick way where you're just negative or it's a bad way of thinking. It's actually a better way to think, because you need to make sure that you let people know that you love them. You tell people, you show them. You know what I mean? So many people want to just put off stuff. Oh, I can tell people later. I'm not worried about it later. Or I'll see them later. Or I'll talk to them later. I'll do this. I'll do that. Let me tell you what, you know what you have in life? You have now. Like what I have in life right now is this very moment that I'm on this podcast recording right now. I have this moment right now. And I'm making the most of it. But you go from moment to moment in life. Stop thinking that I can do it in the future. I can do it tomorrow. I can even, you know, I can do it later today. You don't know. That's all I'm saying. Just live your life making sure that you squeeze every ounce of life out of life. That's all I'm saying. In those moments when you are present and you are alive and you are in that moment, make the most of that moment, because you just don't want it to all have been for nothing. You have to think like that. Do you just want your life to be full of misery and hate and sadness and depression and, you know, just so much sorrow and negativity? That's no way to live life. It's not. I've been making memories this weekend, and I love those memories. I love each and every one that I've made. I've had so much fun this past weekend. I'm going to have fun today on my birthday. And even if it's just an easy day where I am just relaxing and being around people that I love, that's a great birthday. Sometimes people think you just have to be wide open and turned and just crazy on your birthday, and nothing wrong with that. I've had those days too, those moments too. But I had fun this weekend and did what I need to do. And if today I want to just practice some self-love and some self-care and just take it easy though and spend time with people I love, that's a blessed birthday. That's a great birthday. You know, your birthday and just the time that you spend with people should be about celebration, just like, you know, any holiday that you want to spend with people. And you don't have to wait to holidays or your birthday. I'm not saying that. You should show people all year long, all the time, how much they mean to you. So I want people to stop being scared. Stop being scared to express yourself. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and actually over the weekend, you know, I was out with some friends and we were just having fun and we're having conversations. And I happened to be talking to a person, and we started talking about like how relationships are right now and just how people connect and communicate with each other. And the person was going on and on about certain things, but also just about being real. And like, they like for people to tell them like what they want, meaning like, you know, they're like, well, you know, if I'm trying to get to know a person, you know, I may want to get them one thing, but they may want something else. And the person was just like, he just wants them to be real about what they want. You know, like, you don't have to fake to be with them. You don't have to. And I just love that, because you guys know that I'm all about being real. I want people to learn how to have real communication, real talks with people. And there's so many people who don't know how to do that. And I'm not saying that it's their fault, but like, you got to get to a place in life where everything that you say is authentic. I mean, coming from a place of realness, like it's who you are. Like, it's not about you just putting on for other people or trying to be who other people want you to be. That's all I mean. You know, haven't you ever been around people like that? You can just tell that they're putting on like it's an act. They're just, it's not them. Or haven't you had conversations with people and they just don't know how to be real? Like, you're waiting for that moment for them to just be real with you and say something real and like come from a real space, you know? And I get it, because a lot of people will say, oh, but you know, people say they want real, which is true sometimes. People do say they want real, and then when you're real with them, they don't know how to take it. And I get that, but you got to do it. You still can't pretend for other people, because that's not a way to live life. Like, this is me. This is who I am. This is who you're always going to get. You know, I'm always going to be me. I'm as authentic as you can get, meaning that what I'm saying is I don't switch up for people. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how, and I don't want to. And I'm sure at some point in my life, growing up and trying to fit in with people, of course you go through those stages, but you're supposed to grow out of that, and you're supposed to learn how to evolve and become your higher self. And that's all I'm saying. I just want to encourage people to stop putting on, stop not being true to who you really are. And all I mean by that is not speaking when you feel things, keeping things in, bottling things up, not telling people how you really feel. And I get it, because a lot of people, they get that from their childhood. Maybe when they did speak up or whatever, tried to speak up, people shut them down, or people made fun of them, or people told them their feelings weren't valid or whatever. So people learn, well, as I get older, I'm just not going to tell people what I feel, because whenever I open up to people, they don't appreciate it. They don't accept it anyway. So why should I be real with people? But let me tell you something. You will go through life so sad and so hurt because there's a part of you that's inside of you that's screaming to tell people the truth. You want people to see the real you, but because you're so afraid to speak that and to show that, you don't. But let me tell you, it will cause you to live with regret. It will cause you to miss out on real love. Do you know how awful it has to be for a person to really love someone but never tell them, or to really feel a certain way but never speak that out, never tell people? I don't know any other way to be. And I will tell you, at times, I'm sure that's gotten me in trouble. I'm pretty sure there's times that I've probably been overwhelming for people, because a lot of people really don't know how to deal with real people. They don't know how to deal with someone who knows how to express themselves. And that's scary for a lot of people. It really is. And I get that and I understand that, but I don't know another way to be. I can't not express myself to you. If I care for you, I'm going to express that. If I love you, I can say that. I'm not one of these people, you know, that are afraid to express those things. And a lot of people are. They're just not open like that. They don't know how to be real. And I mean, with whatever it is, I also know how to be real with you by telling you the truth. I don't sugarcoat things. If I feel like you're really asking for my advice, that's what I'm going to give you. But I'm always going to give you the real. That's the other side of me. That's the other authentic side of me. I don't know how to tell you what you want to hear. And that makes people angry too. Then you have people who want to shut you out or push you away because they don't know how to deal with your realness. And or you're not following what everyone else does. See, they're so used to everyone, you know, kissing their, you know what, for a better lack of, you know, they're used to people doing what they want them to do. They're used to people, yes, people just telling them whatever they want to hear. So if you come along, though, and you're the type of person that's like, no, this is wrong. And why are you doing this? And you shouldn't be doing this. But I will tell you, everything that I do and everything that I've always done, it comes from a place of love, even when I'm being harsh, even when I'm trying to point something out to you. Because truthfully, if I didn't care, I wouldn't do it. So people have to understand that. You have to understand the space of where that harshness is coming from, or where that correction is coming from. It's coming from a place of love. Instead of being offended, you should say, well, I know this person wouldn't be telling me this if, you know, if it wasn't real, because you should know the person. See, that's the thing about me. That's why I always tell you guys, I don't worry about other people's opinions of me. And I don't worry about people telling someone something about me that's wrong. You know, like when I was telling you the friend that I no longer talk to, and how people will go, it can even be a relationship. Sometimes you end relationships and people go out and they just slander your name. They talk so bad about you. They make you the bad guy. Everything was your fault. I mean, you know, but people just run your name through the mud. But see, I don't ever feel the need. And now I'm not trying to say that I can't defend myself when I need to. Absolutely. All I'm saying is that I try to tell people, you need to get to know me on your own. You need to have your own relationship with me. So if you're the type of person that say I stop being friends with someone and they go slander my name and say all these things about me, if you believe those things without knowing me, or even better yet, if you know me and you decide to go along with what this person's saying, but you know me and you know how I am and you know that doesn't even sound like me, but you co-sign that and you go along with that, I don't have any use for you in my life either. You see what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is that the people who know me, they really know me. So you got to get around people like that. You got to have people in your life. They know you. They know how you operate. They know how you move. And it's like, no, that doesn't even sound like them. So something else must have happened. Like, I'm only getting one side of the story. But see, for some people, that's the only side they need. They don't care about but one side of the story. And I don't do well with people like that, because there's always two sides. And sometimes three. We all know that, because the truth is going to be in there, right? The truth is always in there. But the point of it is that for people who just hear one side of something and they just take that as gospel, you don't want people like that around you. You always want people who know you, people who can say, no, that don't sound like that person, because I've been around them long enough. I've known them long enough to know that that's not them. And if something like that did happen, then something else must have caused that. If they're not making excuses, it's just that they know that person. So when you're your real and your authentic self, is all I'm saying, people know you. And another thing about being authentic and being real is it's going to be consistent. See, people who are real and authentic, It's easy. See, I go through life easy because I don't have to put on for anybody. When you're not trying to be something that you're not, when you're not trying to fit in where you don't like, but that's okay. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes you don't fit in because you don't belong, and not in a bad way. See, some people take that to mean, oh, I don't belong. Let me feel bad. No. That's not what I'm saying at all. You don't fit in because you don't belong. That's not meant for you. That's not right for you. See, everything's not meant for you. People think, oh, I want to be a part of this group and this squad and this whatever and this new fad and this new whatever and this new group of people. So they don't really know how to be themselves. They don't really know how to just be on their own. So you're not going to fit into everything, and that's okay. Learn how to be okay with that. It's all right not to have to fit into everything. Sometimes you make your own path. You make your own way. That's what I've learned. That's another lesson. And I'm waking up on my birthday understanding and relishing is that I make my own way and I make my own path. And I'm okay with that. And the funny thing about it is sometimes when you do that, you'll see that people will follow you because you're making a path that other people see. It's the way, it's how they want to be. You know, a lot of times you don't understand that you are the lesson for a lot of people. I'm starting to understand that too. Sometimes you come into people's lives and you really are a lesson for those people. Not only do people come into your life, so you have to understand that. People come into your life and they're a lesson for you, but you're also a lesson for other people. But be proud of that. You know, sometimes we're just like, oh, why can't people see me for who I am? Why can't they do right? Why can't they love me the way I love them? Why can't they this and why can't they? You know why though? Because you're a lesson for those people. You're not meant to stay in their life either, but you are meant to show them. You're meant to awaken them just a little bit so that when you do leave their life, at least they can say, wow, this person really showed me some stuff. You know what I mean? Because that's what we are. It's all about human connection. It's all about human connection, and it's all about helping each other. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're here to do. You guys know that I preach that all the time. That's a big thing for me. It's love. It's all about love. It really is. Giving, receiving, sharing as much as you can for as long as you can. And that's real. That's the truth. So I just want to encourage people. Today, October 30th, is my birthday, Scorpio season. But just share love, spread love, feel love, experience love. You know what I mean? And wake up and be happy. I'm happy today. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to spread love today. You know, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to try to make more memories. And I hope you guys decide to make memories today too, good memories with your families, with your friends, you know. And it feels good when you know that there are people that love you and people that care about you, you know. You get messages from friends and you get, and it's not about the validation. It's just about those are the things that matter. You know, getting messages from friends you haven't even talked to in a while. But they always show up for you. You know, they're always going to, your special day, they're going to make sure they reach out to you to let you know that they care and all of those things. See, those things matter. People think sometimes, well, I don't even talk to those people. I haven't talked to them and whatever. But with real friends, it's like that. Because sometimes you may go a little while without talking to each other. That's okay, though. That's okay. Because for real friends, whenever you show back up, it's always still a good time. And those are the memories. That's the stuff that I'm talking about. Make those memories. But also don't waste time. Don't waste time. If there's people that you love, if there's people that you care about, if there are people that you want to spend time with or whatever, you know, smile at people. Let them know. You know what I'm saying? Just let people know. Because in the end, that's all that matters. It really is love. Have a great day, guys. I'm going to get off of here so that I can go out and I can enjoy my day. Happy birthday to me. Have a good one.